Last year, the city of Atlanta launched a program providing 15 women business owners free office space and resources. WABE's Tasneem Shama checks on the program 1 year in.
The Women's Entrepreneurship Initiative is based out of the historic Flatiron Building downtown. Director Thea Smith says the program was started partly in response to women asking for safe spaces.
While they were running businesses from their homes and doing so pretty successfully, they were also being targeted for crimes, unfortunately, as single moms or, you know, without a male presence.
The program costs the city about $250,000 a year. Richard Florida is author of The New Urban Crisis, a book that addresses cities' current problems in terms of economic inequality. He says government-funded programs have proven to be ineffective at actually creating viable businesses. But he applauds Atlanta's program because of who it serves.
Lord knows the venture capital entrepreneurship game has been pretty much rigged by men. It's quite shocking what a boys' club it's been.
And most of the women in Atlanta's program are African American. Sabrina Harvey is an Atlanta-based entrepreneur.
There's two levels of diversity being impacted here. Having women and African American women, we have an opportunity to see businesses develop in areas that perhaps have been underserved and in areas that could really use it.
9 of the 15 women in the program hired an additional employee within 90 days of starting, and one business graduated from the program 5 months early. The program is getting ready to accept its second crop of 15 female business owners this summer. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.